BBS Radio. Oh, honored to be on this platform doing this. Welcome to the Truth Project with Kelly and Beth. This is where we explore and expand our knowing of the truth with a capital T through inspired conversations. I'm Kelly.
And I'm Beth.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning into the very first episode of the Truth Project. Beth and I have been having a lot of fun collaborating and creating what we feel is a really important platform for exploring just the many, many topics of discussion around truth. And we're so excited to be here and just super grateful you're here with us. So Beth, I know we're both inspired to open this new project of ours with some, you know, personal inspiration, reflection. So how would you like to start?
Thanks, Kelly, and welcome everyone. I have a passage that I'm inspired to start with today that I came across recently that beautifully expresses our vision for this new project we're launching. And I also feel inspired before I read this beautiful quote from Osho. I feel inspired just to share the words that I always say myself before we open the show, especially for listeners who might be new to our practices of command language. So I'm just going to share what I say before, and if anyone feels inspired, they can use these words themselves as well. So before we begin, I always take a breath and I command my spirit to move all my thoughts from my head to my heart. And then command my spirit to increase my life force energy. Bring all of me into me now. Fill me with peace energy now. Keep me in peace energy all day long. And for now, I'd like to also command our spirits and prime creation to make all our communications go easily and beautifully today. And thank you, everyone, for being with us. So here's the passage that I recently found from Osho. And it was a beautiful synchronicity because it was, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, it was not long ago, when we were exploring our inspirations for our project and our finding our words and our language for this collaboration. And here it is. Here's this quote from Osho about truth. If you have found your truth within yourself, there is nothing more in this whole existence to find. Truth is functioning through you. When you open your eyes, it is truth opening their eyes. When you close your eyes, it is truth who is closing its eyes. Consider this awareness. Whatever you are doing is being done by truth. You are walking, it is truth walking. You are sleeping, it is truth that is resting. You are speaking, it is truth speaking. You are silent, it is truth that is silent. Slowly, slowly, everything settles by this simple formula. Then the practice falls away and you simply live as truth. Alive, radiant, contented, blissful, a song unto yourself. Your whole life becomes a song without any words, a grace, a beauty, a ray of light shining in the world.
Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for sharing that. That is so beautiful.
There's hardly anything else to say, right? The song without words. Maybe we can just feel it, sit here for the next hour and just feel the beauty of us being truth, what that means.
Rewind and listen to those words again. That's it right there. Okay, show's over. I love, do you have anything else you want to add to that?
Go ahead. You could go.
I love how Osho says truth is functioning through you. And on our program page, our show tagline we have is the light of truth shines within. And I was feeling that this morning, just imagining, when you shine a light into a dark room, all of a sudden you can just see everything in that space. And you can see everything clearly. Everything comes into view. So for me, the light of truth is that kind of inner knowingness, that the conscious awareness, wisdom, I guess you could say it. But for me, truth is source light. And source light is pure, perfect peace energy. And it's the beautiful peace energy now movement, right? It's just this beautiful liberation from within and without. It's just free from identity, from the mind, from thinking, from identifying with the mind. It's just free to just be your true self. You are truth. So just go within and shine the light, baby. Just shine the light. So yeah, that's what comes up for me with those words. A lot of words for that.
Oh, it's beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, it is. And I love that it ends with song, because singing is one of the most perfect, singing and toning are the most perfect expressions of song and truth in our and light in our bodies. So Kelly, do you have a breadcrumb song for us today? Speaking of song.
It, well, golly gee, I sure do. I'll just say to if we have any new listeners out there, the Connect with Kelly show, which is the precursor to this show, I really enjoyed spotlighting, I guess you could call them highly conscious artists that they've been leaving us breadcrumbs really back to the light of truth that shines within us. And I was really inspired to bring this band, this breadcrumb band, bring it forward today. The band is Collective Soul, and I strongly encourage everyone to check out their body of work. They're called Collective Soul for a reason. And I just want to read the lyrics because the lyrics, that's where the breadcrumbs are. The song is called "Are You the Answer?" And the lyrics go as follows. Promises, where are they going to lead me to? I still have wishes that haven't come true. Will I toss and I turn at what? This life it can give? Yeah, I toss and I turn at how? This life I should live? Are you the answer to all I need? Are you the answer for me? Patience. It's leaving my side. I'm going to circle back to see what I can find. Let the sky rain down on me, all I should know. Let the sky rain down on me, wisdom to grow. Are you the answer to all I need? Are you the answer for me? I've no memory of this life, you see. I'm a newborn of your company. I'm just finding out. I'm just questioning. Are you the answer? Are you the answer for me? Are you the answer to all I need? Are you the answer for me? So I would love to do some exploration around who the you is in this song. Are you the answer to all I need? Are you the answer for me? Does anything come up for you around that, Beth?
Oh my gosh, yes. And this was a new song for me. And what I have to say is, I loved listening to it. And you mentioned, Kelly, that this song in particular, it's the lyrics that really stand out. When I sat this morning and I just sat with the lyrics for a few minutes, it really is spectacular because it describes this whole process of what happens when we turn our attention away from looking for answers outside of us. It starts with promises. Where are they going to lead me? I have wishes that haven't come true, and that seeking and yearning outside, and then turning within. Are you the answer? Are you the answer? It's beautiful. There are, as you said, there are a lot of breadcrumbs in these lyrics.
For me, the you is me, my true self, my spirit, the light, the light inside of me, created from source light. And again, back to our show tagline, the light of truth shines within. You is source. You is an amazing creator being of light. You is truth. And I brought these lyrics forward because I feel they highlight what this show is about. So, like you said, Beth, where is truth found and where are we looking for it? Are we looking outside ourselves or are we going within? Are we looking within? I know for me, all the answers are within me right now in this present moment. It's all there when I go within and just be present with my light, when I just feel completely neutral. And that's, when I stop thinking, when I stop futuring, when I stop pasting, when I stop winning, and being present for me is how we expand and hold our awareness of the light within when we're actively growing our light. That's for, I just keep saying for me, but it is, it's for me. That's when the treasure hunt within our heart, it just becomes magical and exciting. And I just wanted to highlight real quick, the Creation Light Ship. Dot com. The Creation Light Ship has a healing session. It's called Be Here Now. It's a free healing session. And when you go to creationlightship.com, it's on the left side of the page under emergency healings. I just encourage everyone. It's you can do it anytime, as many times as you want, but when you want to be in the now, when you want to get in the present moment, that's a good one to do. So that's what comes for me with those lyrics. A lot of words.
That was beautiful. Thank you. Yes, the quest to keep returning within. It's a practice and a habit. I love that you brought the Be Here Now clearing forward because I do it every morning when I get up to just help me. For everybody, it only takes 45 minutes, and it's an amazing way to get some extra support from creation, from source energy to get back into our body, into my body, and start the day fresh. And all of these practices we're talking about, including collaboration with each other, is helping us strengthen this habit of going within. That's that key word. There's only two words we need to know: go within. That's it. And then all of our words and every show we're going to have, and that's the paradox, is we have eons of other habits to work through, and it actually is super inspiring, and it's a joyful journey amidst all the challenges. So I that feels like a lot of words too.
Gotta use them for now.
Gotta use them for now. So, do you have anything else about this, about the song, about the lyrics, Kelly, that you wanted to
No,
bring forward today?
just go listen to it. It's really good. And the band, super, super cool.
I'm going to share one piece that I highlighted when I was reading this morning. I've no memory of this life, you see. I'm a newborn in your company. And I might put that up on my bathroom mirror because this beauty of when we're in our hearts, something I didn't know until maybe only 3 years ago is that our spirits don't live in time and source energy doesn't live in time. So the more I'm able, my spirit is only in the present moment. And so my spirit doesn't have memories. There are real-time experiences that are happening multidimensionally, but it's not about the past or the future. And being a newborn in every moment is such a privilege. So, anyway, thanks again, Kelly, for launching our project with these beautiful words.
Betcha. Thank you for those beautiful words.
So the personal quest, that personal quest to let go of the past, let go of all of our timelines and our ideas of what reality is, and just be able to be a newborn with our spirit and source in the present moment. What inspires you, Kelly, about this quest? We thought today it might be fun for us each to share just a little bit personally about how this project is nesting with our own lives. So would you like to share a little bit about your own quest for truth and growing your light and some of the threads that have run through your life?
Wow. Sure. It's it again, back to words. It's so hard to coalesce into just a few words. So I'll do my best. And this may seem like a kind of a roundabout way to answer the question, but I guess my quest for truth and growing my light started as a young adult. Who had a very strong desire to be physically fit and healthy. So this is, it feels like a tangent, but it's not. So for most of my adult life, I have been really passionate about what personal well-being is for me personally. I guess you could say it kind of became a personal quest. I've been a sponge for knowledge. And I've had some amazing practitioner friends of mine. I've just been a sponge around them, just gathering knowledge. And the more I gained mastery of my well-being, the more I wanted to help folks do the same and to overcome what gets in their way of feeling good and thriving in their bodies. So that desire led me to become a certified wellness coach and a personal trainer. I'm going to fast forward now. Fast forward the desire to help people that actually led me to create the Connect with Kelly show, which again was the precursor to this show. And Beth, you and I on the Connect with Kelly show have been talking for weeks about how essential it is to our ascension process to grow our light body. Well, doesn't physical well-being play a major role in that? Because as we all know, our light body is contained within our physical body. And excuse me, something Osho says rings true for me. Quote, "When you find mind, body, and heart in disharmony, first listen to the body," end quote. So in other words, when we're chronically not feeling well, if we're in chronic dis-ease, that's the body's internal healing system, I guess you could call it, telling us that something's amiss and our spirit just isn't able to be its fullest expression. So then when I met Q, that quest grew into just this thirst for truth of everything. So I submitted a project to PRQ that will provide a high frequency community here in Oregon for people to go basically reestablish a connection with their body and their spirit, and to I say relearn the basics of sustainable and holistic living, and just to know again what it feels like to have heart, mind, and body balance and harmony, to just be in perfect peace energy, which is our natural state of being. So I'm going to point this out. I called my project Happy Trails Ranch, and bless his heart, Q renamed it, and he renamed it to the Truth Project. And when I told you that, Beth, the bells of inspiration started ringing for both of us. It was super special, wasn't it? That was pretty
Yes,
special.
it was a pretty fun conversation we had that day.
Yeah. But so, just the bottom line, once we really get that we're not these bodies, We're not an identity. I am not Kelly, the human personality in this body. I am a spirit who chose this body as a vessel to create and experience everything. And once we're fully aware and conscious of that, of what it takes to fully integrate our spirit within our physical vessel, you know, Katie bar the door, it's a game changer. So I guess in a lot of words, that's what inspires me. I'm inspired to help people grow their light body while feeling good and thriving in their physical body. And I'm excited to discuss, you know, the limitations that hinder that process, but really just to point people back to the truth of the light that shines within each of us. I'm just really excited to explore the truth. That's what excites me. That's what lights me up. So yeah, inspiration. Isn't it amazing? How about you, Beth? What inspires you in the quest for truth and growing your light? How has it shown up in your life?
Well, first, I have to say how inspired I am about what you just shared, because it is that passion. The passion for being in a body is essential for us to just all the for all the reasons you shared. The passion for being in a body is the only way we can connect here to this incarnation, which is this be here now moment. Be here now. Mm-hmm. We need to make peace with being in a body, and we do that by getting more of our light in. And it is an incredible focus of collaboration, because we're all learning. What do we need to do? It's a very incredible creative challenge. And so I'm so excited to have these conversations here about those challenges and the opportunities and all the amazing things we're learning. As we get more of our light back, we also remember more about what to do to get our light back in our bodies, and how to work with the earth spirit, and how to work with nature, and how to work with source, and how to work with our beautiful intelligence of our body. So I am so inspired that we started this conversation with that inspiration today. So thank you.
Yeah, I'll share just real quick that I remember Q saying, if you're going to be here, be here.
Yeah.
That just kind of nails it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And in my work, I guess I'll go into what inspires me. I'm going to say first, what inspires me about this particular conversation is that the early part of my adult life, I had the first half, I had the blessing of working with young children and adolescents through the Montessori paradigm of I these are big words, but it's important. The Montessori paradigm of human development, which is radical. It's that we hold the light within. So if you have like bad associations with that word, anyone who's listening, know that the actual philosophy is what we need to do to preserve our light, that we're all born with light. And one of what inspired me about my early work, the blessing of my spirit finding that work that of quote synchronicity of quote accident, was returning to my own quest of why is the world so dark when I have all this light in my heart, and trying to find my way. Where is there peace in this world? And I, even looking through at systems of education, it was all just very dark and didn't have anything to do with light. And that knowingness in my heart, which I'm so blessed that I didn't ever lose that, despite all of my challenges, to always know that there is light. Where is the light? And then I found this system where I got to spend my days with young children in an environment where they were encouraged to explore their own light through what they were inspired to do. And then they taught me how to stay in my heart. That's the practice, is to stay in our hearts, to hold space for our children, because they are our teachers. the keynote of Montessori, Dr. Montessori's work is follow the child, because they have the closest connection to the light. And so the rest of my life has been fueled by that inspiration. That's the, there is light, and it's inside of ourselves, and experiencing the transformation within young children, and then extending the work into adolescents who are so incredibly powerful and inspiring. They became my teachers, because they can transform. Adolescents can pivot on a dime when they are in their hearts. They still have so much creative life force. And so they inspired me to participate in creating a world, our ability to create a world that is in harmony with what we know is true. So lots of words. So I know that we all can heal, because I witness it, and we all can find our light, and we all can turn on a dime when we get that, as you were saying, when we get our light back in our bodies. So the last half of my adult life, I was inspired. I didn't even know why exactly, but I was inspired to start working with adults to help them then connect with this principle of guidance that's within all of us, our light. And that's what's led me here today. So I'm inspired about this particular moment in, I guess, history of our entire galaxy. The big fuel that is fueling, I know, Kelly and me from all our conversations, and many of my friends and those of you who are listening here, is this awareness that our earth is returning to the light, and we each have this incredible privilege and blessing of participating in this adventure of bringing our planet back, bringing our world back to this amazing jewel that it once was. I know this to the core of my being. I have memories of visiting this planet when it was a light planet, and the knowledge, the knowingness that my spirit has, no matter how complicated every day gets and how much chaos, my personal, like, discouraged, I could get discouraged, all those things. But once I do that command and move back to my heart and get my light back in, I just have this confidence and knowingness that this is a privilege beyond words to be here now. And we do have the ability to create in every moment beyond what we have ever known as possible. And the light is returning to our world. We have all the help we need. And all we have to do is be here now in our bodies in every intrinsic moment. It doesn't have to be big, grandiose actions. It's just to be present and participate and keep growing our light. So that's what I have no idea if I answered the question, but that is what inspires me. Yes, I did. That's my personal quest for truth, to know with firm knowingness that we each are born with our connection to source light, and that source light is infinite, and each of our spirits is a unique creation, eternal, that we've been on many worlds, we've had many adventures. This adventure now is what matters, because this is the body we're in. This is my body. And bringing all of those experiences and all that remembering into this moment is that quest for, that's the quest for truth. And we're doing it together.
Wow. I'm just like in, I'm just feeling you, and I'm just feeling you. I'm so privileged and honored to be collaborating with you. I love it. And I love how you, you know, follow the child. That is,
yes,
the children are so important, right? Right. Always, but for sure right now in this part of our ascension cycle, it's, you know, preserving their light. Right now we're growing our light, the light's still there, but there's so many children that we have to protect and help preserve their light. Yeah, thank you for all of that. There's so many things I could pull on there, but thank you for sharing. That was really,
thank
really
you.
great.
Well, and what I want to say, I don't share my days, and I don't have the blessing of immersing my days anymore with young children, with 3 to 6 year olds, or with adolescents. However, I live next door to a 3 year old who is so pure, and I may only make eye contact with her a couple times a week, but any opportunity, I go outside and chat with her. And even if I'm not chatting with her, I feel her purity and her fierce spirit in my heart, and it makes me so happy. And I have a baby in my family who lives only a mile away, and I spend 2 or 3 hours a week with him. And those moments are my medicine, because that doesn't matter what we do, it his knowingness of who he still is, it brings that light into me. So it's not a mental construct. So that's what I want to encourage anyone. Like the treasure hunt for the light. I went shopping yesterday for the snacks for my workshop tomorrow. And I always, like, before I leave the house, I do command language, keep me in peace energy. And then my intention is to treasure hunt for the light. And I just had the most amazing exchange with a woman at one of the grocery stores, just light to light in our eyes, and I still can feel it. So that just, and I'm bringing this back because Kelly and I had a fun conversation about this earlier when we were talking about the holidays, I think, and the treasure hunt for the light, that when we're in our hearts, that spark is there. So you don't have to live with children, have the spark. And if you have the opportunity to get eye to eye with a child, just move to your heart. You don't have to do anything else. Just feel them. So that's what I have to say about that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Just take a breath. So much
Exactly.
good. So much goodness. I
Exactly.
love it.
That's truth. The opportunity to participate in this quest to be light again, and turn and reverse the reversal that truth is about. We've been taught that truth is about information. That quest, that's why your beautiful breadcrumb song was so important. It's not about looking for answers. The answer is in our heart, and it's been there all along. And that's this beautiful journey we're on of leaving the matrix of mind. So anyway, so thanks for listening to all my words and feeling my inspiration for my personal quest for light, and the opportunity for us to collaborate here. So Kelly, what inspires you about, what are some of the intrinsics that inspire you about this new project that we've taken on?
To play with you. I get to
Mm-hmm.
play with you
Yeah, it's
on
already
BBS
happening,
Radio.
right?
And I get to play with BBS Radio. It's been so much fun. Let's see. My mantra for Connect with Kelly, the Connect with Kelly show is, if it's change we seek, let's be the change. So I'm going to continue to be a catalyst for change with this show. I'm inspired, like we keep saying, to connect more fully with the truth of who and what we really are. And I'm inspired to explore all the ways we can grow and expand our light through that direct connection to source we all have. So that's, well, personally, I don't know anything more important than being part of this Peace Energy Now movement and growing my light body. Seriously, that is at the top of my list every moment of every single day. There's nothing more important than that for me. So, like the song says, I'm the answer for everything I need. And so this show is my way of connecting and collaborating with others who resonate with that and are, I guess, doing the same. And it also just thrills me to no end that you and I are combining our skill sets and experiences to create these opportunities for conversation and collaboration, where we can all explore and learn together, in this beautiful, amazing, splendid ascension process we're going through. That's super, really duper inspiring for me. So yeah, that's it for me right now. How about you, Beth? What inspires you about our new project or our new show?
Our new show. Well, the collaboration is that you're sharing is the key for me too. The way that we feel each other, even over these airwaves, and the way our voices and our, I'm saying everyone, not just you and me, although your voice and your harmonic always are so beautiful to me, the way we can connect across time and space, which now we know aren't real, are part of this matrix, and that our spirits are expanding outside of those constraints. It's incredible how BBS has created this platform that enables us to connect this way and find each other. And all of us have the experience, many of us have the experience of being outliers in our families and in our communities. And it's a good thing because we're on the leading edge of expansion. And yet being able to collaborate here is the big inspiration. How we can speak transparently and share what's really happening in this leading edge world and connect with others who are in other places and with whom we are all family. So that's and how we help each other. The more we feel connected, the stronger we can be. So that's my big inspiration. And also, I've already addressed this a little bit, but the inspiration that really fuels me, big picture, that I return to every day when I feel, whenever I drop into frustration about silly details or things in the physicality, I just, whenever I bring my spirit back in, it's that ascension is happening now, this lifetime. The light is growing, this lifetime matters. And the expansion, the challenges are part of this natural expansion out of this matrix we've been living in for eons here, including the DNA and all the traumas we hold. That's all, we're growing out of all of it. And Q said, you brought this quote forward recently, Kelly, and I love it so much. Q said many times, you're getting the truth whether you like it or not. And so the inspiration to just show up for challenge. So all of us have certain qualities and aspects of life and certain experiences where we physically like challenge. For me, I love, and I know this is true for you, Kelly, we both really like climbing in nature, like climbing mountains, the effort of climbing mountains. And other physicality efforts. And our spirits, what I've learned about my spirit is that it loves all kinds of effort. It never stands back from effort. And that also includes it being curious and examining information or experiences that I don't enjoy. Because truth is every moment. What's the opportunity in this moment? What's the opportunity in this moment? I had low tires. This is an example of what truth is in a very intrinsic way. Everything we have resistance to is a kind of timeline that our spirit's not involved in. And my low tire light came on my car a couple of well, I don't know, a few days. I don't know how long ago it was. But anyway, I instantly had resistance because I don't like dealing with those details. It feels whatever. I have an idea about the challenge. And so I've learned to just wait and not imagine that there's a problem, but just wait with curiosity, knowing that's a situation until my spirit feels inspired to address it. And so I've had light curiosity while I'm driving my car. It feels fine. And I've just known I need to do it, but I wasn't going to do it when I had resistance. And yesterday I felt so inspired to go to the gas station and check my tires. And I just like felt it was so much fun. And so that's part of, for me, that was a practical example for me of overcoming silly resistance in my daily life that isn't even real. That's part of truth, of just being available to the opportunities in every moment. And because I waited for inspiration, I had an amazing exchange with the people at the gas station. I bought my own little tire gauge and it was so freaking much fun. So the
It
truth
became an
is,
adventure, it sounds like.
it wasn't exactly, it was so much fun. And I've never had fun doing, like, anyway, doing that task before. So waiting for connection, just inviting every moment for our spirits to be present, overcoming resistance takes less and less time. It becomes easier and easier. That's the truth. It's in every moment, just paying attention, being here now. So I'm really inspired for this opportunity to have conversations about what we're learning in real time and then to apply those experiences to things we've been studying. Like I could go, I have this whole experience with myself after that about clearing timelines that I have around tasks I don't want to do and choosing, recognizing how to choose what I prefer and using command language. All of the tools and topics we're inspired to explore relate to real life experiences because that these are the bodies we're in. So that's what I'm inspired about. I probably healed some DNA yesterday.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, just by checking the air pressure in my freaking tires. So because I did it in joy and not resistance. So these are all topics I'm really inspired to explore and share with you. How about you? What are some topics for you?
That's so good. I'm kind of on that same track with you as, you know, considered challenges don't aren't considered challenges anymore for me. They're considered opportunities to just have faith and just allow my spirit to have some fun. And oh, okay, what's going to show up now? How's this going to work? How is this going to play out? And I just know at the end, the outcome will be perfect. I just know it will. I don't know how. But I've had similar experiences, some with my car, and you know, it's just I don't know. But okay, I'm just gonna let you drive this ship, spirit. Let's go. Yeah, I love that. Thank you, Beth. Yeah, there's so many topics. There's so many, too many to list. But I just the one word that keeps coming up for me is explore. I just want to explore, explore, explore. So many things. A couple that come up to the top for me. One is surprise, surprise, self-healing. You know, growing our light body because it's the perfect healing biotechnology on the planet. Is us our light body, and the more light we have, the more patterns and challenges and you know, DNA restrictions, et cetera, are reversed and released. So exploring that is high on my list. Let's see what else. I really want to explore how we recognize the difference between the mind of the body and mind energy, you know, the that internal healer that we have inside of us. You know, I can speak from experience about how consciousness can heal its, you know, heal the body. Yeah. Intuition and inspiration, creativity. I love creativity. You know, creating timelines we prefer, getting out of the ones we don't, creating timelines that we prefer. I love the quote that Osho has. Creativity is the greatest rebellion in existence. And it's so flippin' true. Don't you feel, Beth?
Yes. Yes, that's one of my favorite quotes because we have a lot of misunderstandings about creativity. So I know you and I are excited to talk about creativity and what it really is.
Yeah. Gosh. Yeah. Do you have anything else about just, you know, intentions or inspirations around this show or anything that's coming up for you right now?
Let me just take a breath because I felt when whatever you were talking about a minute ago, I just felt all this release in my body. Oh, when you're talking about our light bodies, I just took a big breath and I felt all this expansion. So Yes, I'm one of the things I know we're both inspired about is the opportunity for others to contribute and collaborate. So we've created an email address, contact@truthproject.space, and that's also on our landing page under the program, the show description. And we invite everyone to contribute their questions and experiences, synchronicities, observations to add to this conversation. So that's one thing we're excited about, is to hear topics that other people are excited to explore.
Yeah, and can I just say
Yeah.
we encourage you to check out the Truth Project program page, and that's at bbsradio.com/thetruthproject. Yes, we want to know all the topics you're inspired to explore here. So please email us, like you said, contact@truthproject.space. Yeah. And I also want to point out that you're going to find all the pertinent show archives and links to some resources on the Truth Project program page that I just mentioned. Do you want to talk about any of those resources, or should we let people just go there?
Really briefly, the Kelly already mentioned a really important one, which are the healing and healing tools available and healing information and resources available at creationlightship.com. And I know we have also a link to Q's beautiful, the beautiful conversations with Q from Being Inspired with Q, those archives. And there's archives of Kelly's show there. There's one, what's the piece I'm missing? There's one more link. I can't remember.
For the people.space.
Oh, thank you. Oh my gosh, the biggest one. Yes, to explore the truth. I knew I was for the people.space. This is my go-to every day. There's posts maybe a couple times a week, new ones. Every morning I just spend some spaciousness exploring truth, and receive so much support for it. So Kelly and I will often reference those topics when we're sharing our inspirations here, and we recommend it to everyone. And this also goes back to something we were referencing before. We're getting the truth whether we like it or not. When you go to that website, some of the posts are about challenging information. So if you get triggered, you don't need to read those articles. Hold curiosity, however, for what the triggers are, so that you can be available. And if you ask your spirit to help you with those triggers, you'll learn. Because the light of truth is about revealing where all the light is. It's not about ever, ever, ever about fear. So we're also excited to have those conversations here about just bringing light to what's real. And so yes, for the people dot space.
Yeah, and the other Q original Q program is PRQ Timelines. We also have a link to that. The both of his archive shows. So
Thank you.
yeah. Yeah, so invite you to go to our page, and also it gives our bios and what we're about on that page. And it also we invite you to subscribe to our show. There's a subscribe button at on our page, and we're a listener supported show, and subscriptions start as low as $2.99 a month. And if you're inspired to do that, we are so honored and grateful. And we thank you in advance for your support. So, yeah, we have just a little bit of time. And so I'm thinking maybe you could tell us what's coming up at the Alchemy School, Beth.
Thank you, Kelly. What's coming up right now that I'm super excited about is a brand new workshop that I've created, that I'm creating, that launches tomorrow, where I use the Osho tarot deck to illustrate all these principles of truth and going within and transcending time and how we can ascend in the present moment, awakening in the present moment, the joy of the journey, the playfulness of the journey. So I'll be saying more about that. I'm going to be creating that opportunity online as well. So that's what I'm really excited about right now is this new project tomorrow. I love new projects. My spirit has a good time. So
I've been following all of it and I'm excited. I'm not going to be able to make it, but yeah, I'm excited with, I can't wait to hear all about it. But yeah, there's so much more. If you want to work with Beth one-on-one, please look her up via alchemyschool.com. And there's just so much beautiful pearls of wisdom and nuggets on her website that, you know, go treasure hunt on her website and you'll be glad you did. So thank you, Beth, for all you do, all you do. You have so much that you are offering in this this fun time we're in, and I just am so grateful for you. So thank you.
Thank you, Kelly. I feel inspired to add one more thing before we sign off. And I think Don said it was okay if we went a minute over. Here's what I want to say to everyone. We've been playing with the words, the peace energy now liberation movement. And that is a real thing. My command language went to a whole other level for me when once I expanded, increased my life force energy now, bring all of me into me now. And then I would say, fill me with peace energy now. Fill me with peace energy now. And I would just keep saying it until I really felt that peace energy is the highest frequency we can experience at this time in our bodies. It's pure light and it's pure, fierce showing up. And it's so potent. And so fill me with peace energy now. Fill me in my space with peace energy now. This is the, then Kelly coined the peace energy now liberation movement, which I feel synthesizes all of this. So if you haven't played with that and you already are familiar with command language, or even if you're not, play with what it feels like to command your spirit to fill you with peace energy. Then when you feel it, fill me in my space with peace energy. And keep me in peace energy all day long. So that's how I'd like to end. Thank you. Thanks so much.
A lot of goodness there. Yeah. And just to remind everyone, highly encourage you to be in your heart space, not in your mind. Do not use mind energy when you're doing these commands. Be in your heart space. And yeah, what you just said, Beth, is just basically stepping into your divine authority.
Yes.
It's beautiful. And peace energy is just that. So thank you for everything,
thank
for
you
all
for
you do.
Everything.
Yeah. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, BBS Radio.
Yes.
We're so honored to be on this platform and to have this opportunity. So thank you. Remember, y'all, that the light of truth shines within. See you in 2 weeks on January 31st at 12 p.m. Central. And be you to fullness.
Bye, everyone.